There is the full-time whistle. It is all over, and it's Kilcar who are returning to the county final. They have defeated Gweedore here today on a full-time score of 14 points to 1-6. At half-time in this game, it was level pegging, 6 points to 1-3. That goal, of course, coming from Eamon Collum in the first half for Gweedore. Ryan McHugh had a couple of points in the first half. Owen McHugh got in the scoring act there, as did Andrew McLean. Patrick McBurtie scored his first point of the game in the 29th minute to level up the game as they headed to the break. Into the second half, and it was all Kilcar. So it was Patrick McBurtie stepping up with 5 points. Ryan McHugh kicked a couple as well. Matthew McLean and Andrew McLean were the last point of the game. Gweedore were disappointing in that second half. They hit just 3 scores. Ethan Harkin got 2 of which from free. Darrell Buehler from a play. But at the end of the day, Kilcar were the superior team here this evening at the O'Donnell Park, winning through on a final score of 14 points to 1-6. A super performance by the Townie men. We'll get Martin McHugh's reaction in just a second. We're going to go to the Unions boys once again. Kieran O'Donnell and, of course, Brendan Devaney of the DL Debate podcast with their thoughts on that one. Kieran.
Victory for Kilcare, well worth it in the end.
I think so. Really bossed the second half. They upped the game big time. Organisation, you know, I scored in the second half, it was 8-3. Even though Gweedore, we were saying at half time, had the bench to bring on, it doesn't matter if you don't have the ball. Kilcare owned the ball. I thought the full value, some brilliant scores all throughout the game, and just didn't seem to happen at all for Gweedore in that second period. Kilcare, full value for the victory. And you know, after that performance last week against Kilcare, or against St. Michael's, they're now coming into the final, I think, on the front foot, and whoever comes through tomorrow's game's got a big task on their hand to beat this side.
They were very patient in their build-up, and they, as you say, they took their scores at vital times in the second half and showed great composure.
Yeah, composure's number one. If you look at this, it was all about ball retention today, about keeping the ball in tight areas. Don't go into a tackle and 2 or 3 bodies around you. You're going to get stripped. And I just thought Gweedore had that bit of bite in the first half that we didn't see enough from Kilcare. But I don't think it was bite. I think it was just organisation. They really settled. You have to take your hat off to John McNulty. He certainly wronged the rights of the first half. You know, it was level at half-time, and the outscore them 8-3 in the second half was remarkable. Nobody's seen that coming, particularly with Gweedore's bench. So it was Kilcare upped it. Their main players, no more than this man behind me, getting man of the match, stood up and controlled the game. Let's say some fantastic points. We all knew that about Kilcare going forward. They had the ability going forward, had the ability to stop Gweedore, and only conceding 1-6. You'd have to say they did that over the course of the game.
And finally, are Kilcare the team this year?
Yeah, well, it remains to see what happens tomorrow. Kieran, how these two teams approach the game. You know, it was cagey off in the night. You had your 13, 14, even 15 men behind the ball at times. It's going to be the same tomorrow. It's about patience. If it's a wet day again, it's about ball retention, staying out of those 2 or 3 man tackles, recycling the ball and being patient and getting the ball to the right man. And let's be honest, Kieran, Kilcare have about 6, 7 of them right men at any one time, and I think they have more than anybody else in that county championship.
Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Okay then, Kieran, you're just standing there. The man of the match, Ryan McHugh's there. He's drenched, he's soaking wet. You can get a quick word with Ryan and we'll let him away as quick as we can. Go ahead, Kieran.
Ryan, congratulations. Good to be back at a county final again.
Yeah, great. I suppose that's what we set out for at the start of the year. You know, no point lying about it. We feel we've a good enough side to get there most years, you know. And so thankfully we're back there. Unfortunately, we know what it's like losing one and we know what it's like winning one. So we'll have been in about 2 weeks now to get over the line in the final. It's going to be huge, you know, no matter who comes in, New Connell or St. Unions, you know, it's going to be a huge, huge match. But we're delighted we're there, and we can only take care of our side.
A big team effort. You got 4 points yourself, 4 points at crucial stages of the game, and composure was the one common thread throughout the Kilcare performance today.
Yeah, you know, I think the match against St. Michael's last week, you know, really gave us a lot of stuff to work on and learn on. Just about got over the line, could have been out of the championship handy last weekend, but we really worked hard on that, being composed, you know. And I think, to be fair to Gweedore, they gave us an exhibition last year when they played us in the semi-final. You know, that's what they done. So I don't want to say we copied them, but we liked it. You know, we looked at that and how they were composing the ball, and you know, especially in a day like that, you know, it's getting the ball dead and getting the ball over the bar is huge.
It's been a strange year. How have preparation gone, and how have you coped with the strange conditions this year and build up the games like this?
You know, it's been very strange, to be honest with you. But I think first and foremost, we're just delighted to be back playing football. You know, it's what we want to do is play football. So thankfully we got back. You know, and at a time in the summer, it didn't look like we were going to get back, but we're delighted to get back. But no, it is strange, you know. But I think it's the same for every team, you know. And you just have to adapt to it, you know. Thankfully, the boys, to be fair to them, during the lockdown and stuff, they're still getting in their wee runs in the beaches and runs out in the roads and stuff like that. So we kept them in good shape, you know. And when we did get back to the pitch, we made the most of it. So it's been strange, but we're delighted to be back.
finally, you'll have an eye on Niamh Connell and St Eunice tomorrow in Balvathay, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. We'll hopefully get the stream to it, you know, and get to watch it. You know, I think it's going to be a great match as well. I think, to be fair, you know, we've a very competitive championship in Donegal at the minute, and we've a lot of good teams, and two of the top teams are probably in form coming into the semi-finals of the two teams that play in tomorrow. So I think it's going to be a great match first and foremost. Hopefully the rain gets away over the night and we can get a good day and great game, and we look forward to the final.
Ryan, thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
Okay, many congratulations to Ryan McHugh. A super performance by him today. The man of the match, the Win Your House in Dublin man of the match. And don't forget, of course, check out the website, winyourhouseindublin.com, to purchase your ticket there. Martin McHugh, we're eventually getting time to, I suppose, wrap up this game. Fair play to Ryan, super performance. Patrick McBurdy was excellent in the second half. The likes of Andrew McLean was excellent as well. But a big, big performance by your club back in a county final.
Yeah, it's great to be back, and we know what it means to the club and means the area. The only disappointing thing is that people can't get to see it and be at the game. We know there's great supporters and in Kilcar, but that's the disappointing thing. But they're watching us or watching the streaming, which is good to have that situation. Can I just mention Martin Donnelly, who sponsored the gear for us, Gaelic Armour, at the start of the year, and Martin's a friend of mine in Dublin, and he sponsored that gear, and you know, it's lucky enough so far, you know, it's a lot, big step to go. I know he's watching us tonight, so big step to go and everything else, but we're in the final, but good performance. Semi-finals don't win finals, we all know that, in Donegal and in Kilcar and everywhere else, but I think that it's good to be back in the final, and good performance considering the condition and everything else, and a lot of big players stepped up. Gidor would be disappointed with the performance. Or McNillis wasn't fit in the end of it, and they had nobody really to kick scores and kick points, and Ethan Harkin did reasonably well when he came in and kicked a score. But I think, look, it was all about Kilcar tonight. I think they can throw
it was all about their possession, Martin. Yeah, they kept the ball. Yeah, as Brendan said, it was very impressive what they done.
Yeah, they kept the ball. And I thought even the first half they were the better side, and I thought they controlled the game, and you know, they knew what they were at, and they broke quickly out of defence. So they'll be happy enough, but we're only in a final, and it's great. It was a good game considering the conditions and everything else, to people watching and all that all over the world and everything else. And you know, the streaming is great and important, but I think the other thing about it is hopefully it's a better day tomorrow, Oisín, and we'll have a good game tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it. The great thing about it is, from a Kilcar point of view, we're in the final, and we look forward to the other semi-final tomorrow, and look, it's going to be a great game, I feel, and in the final will be different, but it's great for the wee parish of Kilcar.
The wee parish
of Kilcar to be in the final, Oisín. It's great, and it's a great feeling, and it'll be a great feeling for the next week or so, whatever.
So the wee parish of Kilcar are returning to the county final, thanks to Mark McHugh for his contribution today, and of course to Brendan Kilcoyne as well.